Summer is heating up at the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault. Kick off your summer with Deuces Wild Dueling Pianos, Friday, June 1st. Deuces Wild defies all expectations of a dueling piano show. This zany, witty, and wild night of entertainment sells out all over the country. Check out the Paradise for other summer fun, including great visual and theater arts classes for all ages. If you're looking to do some summer decorating, don't miss the Recycled Art Sale, June 7th through 9th, or visit one of our galleries and gift store. For more info or to purchase tickets, go to ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org or call or visit the box office in historic downtown Faribault.
G'day, mate. How you going? Come on over to the Minnesota Zoo and check out our spiffy Aussie exhibit, Kangaroo Crossing. Bring your mates and get up close and personal with the roos, wallabies and emus. Roam the land without any barrier between you and the wildlife. Crikey, it's like we brought over the real outback. Kangaroo Crossing at the Minnesota Zoo, presented by Think Mutual Bank. Open now through Labor Day. Learn more at mnzoo.org. Celebrating 40 years of amazing.
Art Zany. Radio for the Imagination with your host Paula Granquist is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination.
Good morning, this is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. Thank you so much for tuning in, and how perfect that our opening for the Paradise Center for the Arts was, in fact, a promotion of the incredible Deuces Wild event coming up. And we're going to switch around the show a little bit, and we're going to jump right into the interview segment. I've got Kristen Twitchell in the studio with me. Welcome.
Welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
It's exciting. She's the executive director of the Paradise Center for the Arts, and we are also going to bring on the line, we are very lucky folks to be able to connect with Ted Manderfeld. Is that right? I think I got that right. Ted is one of the Deuces Wild, I guess you would call it, from the Dueling Pianos concert. I'm going to add him to the line. Welcome to Art Zany Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be on with both of you.
Yes, and we thank you very much because you are out west and on tour and just popping in right before you go on an airplane, so we don't have a lot of time with you, but it's a thrill to be able to have this conversation and to promote the event that you have coming up at the Paradise Center for the Arts. That is happening on June 1st, which is next Friday, and Kristen has told me the tickets in the past have sold really well, so we want to let listeners know to tell people how to get tickets.
Yes, you can purchase tickets online on our website, ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org. You can visit our box office in downtown Faribault, or you can call the box office at 507-332-7372. And I'm excited. This is my first time to get to hear Deuces Wild, but everybody in the Minnesota Presenters Network that I've met since I've been at the Paradise has raved about them and asked them to come back. So we're excited to have them.
And you can visit wildpianos.com to see some videos, which I was really excited, too, because I wasn't exactly sure. I'm going to admit I haven't seen your show before. And what happens, and you really get the audience involved and really have an incredible evening. It looks like you're having fun, too.
I love what we do. I absolutely do. And it hopefully it shines through. You know, Dave and I have been working together for over 16 years to craft a show that we're proud to present all over Minnesota, all over the country, and are just fortunate to get to make a living doing what we do, what we love.
And that is something that comes through because in those videos you see not only are you having fun, but you get the audience involved. And what surprised me was it's not just pianos. You have an incredible range of musical talent. I saw saxophones and guitars and harmonicas and, I mean, amazing. So it's how would you describe the show for someone who's never seen the show before?
I would describe it as it's like if you took an Adam Sandler movie mixed with a little bit of a Woody Allen movie mixed with, you know, Ferranti and Teicher, and then throwing a dollop of Billy Joel and Elton John, mix it all up together, swish it around, take a sip and say, what's missing? Maybe some nutmeg? You know, and then you throw it all together and then you go, oh, and I'm singing and clapping and I've already had 3 drinks? This is amazing.
That's a pretty good description, and you can tell that you list yourselves, I think, as musicians, entertainers, and comedians. So there's
Absolutely. Well, it's like a happy mix of comedy and music. You know, thank God we can tell a joke, hopefully. Because, you know, but music is our first love. It really is. So everything we do is musically based. It's a ton of comedy. It's very interactive and there's a lot of improv. So there's things that are going to happen next Friday night that we couldn't plan for ahead of time, but 16 years of experience has taken us to a place where we can handle it.
And that, I think that is one of the things that makes you sell out everywhere, and that's what Kristen had said, that you need to grab your tickets early so that you can make sure you get that. That is, again, Friday, June 1st at 7 p.m. at the Paradise Center for the Arts. What a beautiful theater. And I heard from Kristen that you have a Minnesota connection.
Yeah, so we're both from Minnesota, absolutely. This is hometown stuff for us. Like anytime we get to play a theater in Minnesota, we are just blessed and honored to do it. And, you know, there's so many cool venues. And Faribault, the Paradise Center for the Arts, is one of our favorite places to play. You know, I mean, where else do you get to play where there's a suit of armor on the wall? It's getting to play a show at Hogwarts. It's amazing.
It is a little bit. I think, actually, maybe you haven't been there since we put, I think she's supposed to be across from the suit of arms is either the maiden or an opera singer kind of looking, I don't know, similar to the suit of arms to balance it out. So.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of great stuff happening in Faribault, and it is a great place to go. And I love being able to tell folks about things happening. Tell me about your I know we just have a few minutes because you literally are just at the airport almost to get on a plane. So if you need to
it's totally fine. This is fun. I'm sitting in at LAX in Los Angeles. We just performed 2 nights ago. In downtown LA, which was a ton of fun, and now I'm flying out early, and thank God got to beat traffic, but, you know, to come home and then get to play in Faribault and not have to, it's like bringing a national act to your backyard and not having to go up to Minneapolis to see it. And it's amazing.
Exactly.
What you guys do.
That's right. And tell us how about you two and how you maintain that energy together after all those years of touring, you and Dave. My son was with me when I was watching some of the videos, and he's like, they're brothers. And I said, well, I don't think so.
what do they say, brother from another mother?
Yeah. So how did you meet?
Well, if you want the real answer, I can give you that answer. But, you know, we get that question a lot. So we say, you know, we met in dental school. and then they'll be like, really? And I say, no, we were both actually training to be phlebotomists, and we weren't good at that. So thank God we could play piano.
That's right.
You know, the quickest one is always, you know, where'd you two meet? And we say, oh, we met in prison. And then
that shuts it down.
Instantly, they just go, really? And we're like, no, not really. not at all. No, he was, you know, Dave was traveling around doing a version of this show with another guy 16 years ago, and that guy was quitting and leaving, and I had just graduated college, and I quite literally quit my job and followed him around until he hired me.
Oh.
That is a true story.
That's really true.
That's an absolute true story, and that's where, you know, a little perseverance, show up early, show up often, and don't expect to be paid, paid off. I knew I wanted to be a musician from the time I was 10 years old, you know, in some form or another, and thank God I get to do it, you know, every day for my professional life. My entire professional life has been playing music for a living, so.
That's really great advice, just what you said, you know, persevere and show up. If you get those two things, you've won the battle.
That is it. You know, how do you get into radio? Well, you don't show up and go, hey, where's my big contract? You say, I'll start off and be the janitor if I have to be, and I'll learn. I'll keep my eyes open, and, you know, eventually maybe I'll get a couple minutes on the radio, and then there you are, you know, ahead of time going, hey, now I got my own show.
That's
in a blink of an eye.
You just have to ask. That's what my advice is, because if you don't ask, nothing can happen. So
that's true. A little perseverance. You got to get out there and do it.
Yeah, and I want to just maybe talk about the music in the show so folks know, you know, what kinds of songs might they hear? What style of music? How do you define that piece of the puzzle?
They're going to know almost every word to every song we play. Now, that means that we'll cover a lot of different genres. So there's going to be something for everybody. We're like the Cliff Notes version of a lot of popular songs. They're going to hear Billy Joel and Elton John. They're going to hear Sweet Caroline and Don't Stop Believin'. But then they might hear some Garth Brooks. We write our own parodies and comedy songs. There might be songs that we make up on the spot that we didn't know about something that's happening right in the moment. And that's the beauty of it. You ask that, that's how I can answer the other questions too, which I glazed over, but that's how you keep it exciting, is that every night is different. We treat every show like it's an audition for our next show, and we're only as good as our last place that we played. That's it.
That is such a key element. I have not heard another artist say that, and I think that probably is that's the magic that you've been able to do, is you always know that you need to be at your best and respond to the audience.
Absolutely. Well, and it's no different, you know, for getting to do this for as long as we have in all these different types of venues. Nobody should care that we played in L.A. two nights ago. They weren't there. Guess what? We're going to bring it, and we're going to do the best that we can and bring every bit of energy that we have to Faribault and bring it next Friday. That's just what we do. It's in our blood, and, you know, mix that with a little sugar-free Red Bull, and you got yourself weirdness.
So that's legit. See, there's kind of the green M&M's joke in the presenting world of looking at, you know, tech writers, and that's one of the things I always ask, okay, I had an artist that wanted a specific brand of pickles, and I'm like, is it really that? Or, you know, so I will make sure the sugar-free Red Bull's there, since you mentioned it. So it's always like, okay, read those things and make sure that they actually need them. Or yeah, there's a group called the Minnesota Presenters Network, and that's one of the things we're having a retreat in January, and we're going to share presenting horror stories, and a lot of them are to do with tech writers, but theirs was really easy.
Well, these guys sound like they'll be a lot of fun.
We hope so. Not only do we hope so, we know so.
And
You bring the people, we'll bring the fun. I'll promise you that.
Definitely. And you all, is Minnesota still home? I can't remember if you're based. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, for both of us. I'm not making that up. We're both born and raised. We do a ton of shows in Minnesota. It's home. No matter where I travel to, and I love going back. Like, L.A.'s fun. I don't want to live here. I want to live right in Minnesota.
Well, we hope to be able to give you a big welcome at the Paradise Center for the Arts next Friday night, June 1st at 7 p.m. Thank you.
7:30.
One of the spots on the website said 7, so I'm glad you corrected.
Oh, thank you for correcting that.
Yeah, 7:30. But you could show up a few minutes early, I bet, and get a good seat.
Sure.
But you got to get your ticket.
You can go around and look at the art.
Yeah.
You guys do art, too. Go around and look at the exhibits. Grab a glass of wine. Show up early.
That's right. thank you so much. Ted Manderfeld from Deuces Wild Dueling Pianos is going to be at the Paradise. And I'm going to let you go so you can catch your plane. And then I'm going to let our listeners know we've got a couple of tickets here. So get your fingers ready to call in. We'll go ahead and give away. Thank you, Ted, for joining us, and safe travels.
Thank you for having me. Cheers, you guys. We'll see you next Friday.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Bye-bye. Folks, that was really exciting. I am really thrilled to be able to bring that to you. We want to thank Ted for doing that, because that was a little bit extra for him. And so, as I mentioned, we have some tickets for Deuces Wild Dueling Pianos. We have a voucher for two seats. So if you are interested in joining the Paradise Center for the Arts next Friday at 7:30, Friday, June 1st, go ahead and give us a call here at KYMN. We are at 507-645-5695, and we've got three sets of tickets. So be patient. If you call and the line is busy, it just means that we're taking somebody's name and information, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. So 507-645-5695 for some free tickets, folks. And these tickets are worth every penny, but I think if you have got some free tickets, that would guarantee you a spot in the show. And I hope that you will call and let us know that you would like the tickets for the Paradise Center for the Arts Deuces Wild Dueling Pianos event Friday, June 1st at 7:30. Anyone can call 507-645-5695.
And you are right. It is incorrect on our website. On the very front of our website, it says 7. The show is at 7:30 p.m. Not sure where that happened, but we're trying to fix it. So if you buy tickets, 7:30. If you end up there early, you can just have an extra glass of wine.
So. That's right, folks. I thank you so much. You know what? And I want to give you a little bit of that. I've got a little bit of a sample of what those guys do because I pulled it up from their website. So we'll play a minute of that while we take some phone calls for some free tickets. 507-645-5695.
Bring the whole place. There's only one way we can start. Take two hands, put them up in the air. Look around. We can't start till they're up.
Like this?
Not halfway up, all the way up.
Yeah.
Everybody do this. Ready?
Oh, here's the beat. Ah, nice. Nice.
Where it began. I can't begin now.
I gotta stop. I hate What's to wrong? Stop you. I hate stopping. What's but here's the deal.
What?
When we get to that part, everybody has to go la 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 la. Or nobody leaves here tonight. Here you go, hands up.
Where it began.
La 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 la.
I can't begin to know.
Sing it, Teddy.
Come on now.
But then I know that it's growing strong.
That hurts.
It's good.
I got it.
Here's another la la la.
Was in the spring.
La 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 la.
Then spring became the summer.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Who'd have believed you'd come along?
All right, shake it out. I'm tired of clapping. Rub them. Two hands up.
Hands.
Come on. Touch them together. Fingertips.
Touching hands.
Reach out. Touch your neighbor's hands.
You're reaching out.
Now give them a high five and say hello, neighbor.
Touching me. I'm touching you.
Pop quiz, you know this?
Sweet Caroline. Good times that never seem so good. Cause I've been inclined to believe they never would.
It sounds good when you clap. Let's do it again. Holy crap.
Was in the night.
It don't seem so lonely. Thank you. I'm an excellent singer. We fill it up.
All right, folks. That was, in fact, the fabulous... I don't remember which one of those guys was Ted, but that was from the Deuces Wild, and that is a concert happening at the Paradise Center for the Arts. You can still call us in, 645-5695. Free tickets to this show. I'm telling you, folks, this does sell out, and member price is $23, and the non-member price is $28. So anyone who's interested should give us a call for those Paradise Center for the Arts tickets. Thank you to one of our sponsors on Art Sandy Radio, Chris, and for providing those and for supporting Art Sandy Radio. It's so exciting to have you on the air.
It is. It's very fun to be here. I know that we appreciate getting the announcements, and it's fun to be live with you. So I know you've had Julie Fockler, who's our operations manager and visual artist curator, on your show before. But
yes, I really enjoy her work, and I saw that she was one of the staff list, and I thought that's a good group.
Yeah, she does a lot of stuff out in the community. I think you were, maybe it was the arts tour she was here with. So it's fun for me to be. I said I'm blessed with a really great staff, but it's fun to get to promote the Paradise and share all the things we have going on.
And that's one of the things we wanted to do, was to introduce our community to you, and to, you know, hear a little bit about your story. And you've been here just about coming up soon for an anniversary of 2 years. And tell us a little bit how you connected with the Paradise Center for the Arts, and maybe some of the things that you've discovered about the Paradise since you've started working there.
Absolutely. So, interestingly enough, I actually have a background in fine arts. I was chatting before, and I have an MFA in poetry, and learned pretty quickly after grad school that particular degree wasn't the most employable degree there is. So I ended up working in youth development for many years, nonprofit work, and was down south, actually, in North Carolina. So it was funny. That's, of course, a favorite song of anybody who's lived in the Carolinas. But I grew up in Minnesota. I don't know. We can't help it come back, I think. I've left 3 different times and come back every time. So this time we said, okay, we're just going to stay. But I grew up with grandparents close by and wanted my kids to have that experience. So we moved back, and I was actually at Good Earth Village. So it's funny, I would actually come to St. Olaf and do some recruiting for staff. It's an ELCA-affiliated camp in southeastern Minnesota. So, and I've always loved Northfield. This was the first time in our kind of life that we could pick where we wanted to live. And so we're moving closer to the cities for my husband's work and really wanted to be back in a college town in North Carolina. We were in Davidson, which is a college similar to Carleton. Got to give a shout out to both schools when I'm on the air, right? So we really wanted to be back in that college town. I love something with a little bit of history, and we wanted that opportunity that felt walkable community because we had lived in Minneapolis and really wanted to feel like we had some of the amenities of a big city, but not necessarily be back in the city. So that's how we landed here, and we were already looking at Northfield, and then the job opened at the Paradise. So I knew I wanted to stay in nonprofit management, and I had this background in fine arts that I had kind of taught adjunct on and off but hadn't done a lot with directly, and so it was great to be able to take my nonprofit management experience and then shift back into the arts. So I just kind of applied on a whim, and it worked out.
Well, I think the Paradise must be really lucky to have you. It sounds like a great fit for this organization. And most people know the Paradise because of its building.
Yes.
Because it is, I think there is absolutely something magical when you walk up and you see the marquee and you walk in that lobby space with all those doors. And it says something about what you're going to feel when you walk through the doors.
That's one of the things for folks who haven't been there. I invite you to come to a show just or even to just come see the art galleries. We're open to the public. We have free gallery space and a gift shop. And I know Northfield obviously has NAG and fabulous arts here in the community, but I think the Paradise is in some ways a hidden gem for the region because of its historic beauty. You walk in and it's in what they call the Moroccan courtyard, or Spanish Granada is the architectural design. And for folks who've been in the area a long time know it spent a good portion of its life as a movie theater. And when they split it, I guess they split it into two theaters. I saw pictures before the reno, and it was the 80s orange drop ceiling. So
I didn't know it then.
Oh, yeah, the pictures are sad and funny at the same time because it really just looked kind of out of an 80s horror movie. And it had then sat empty for many years, as big box theaters came in. It had been a dance studio at one point, or karate studio, and then just was a storage facility. So when the community rallied to restore it, what they found, if you go in and you look up on the ceiling, I don't know, I'd have to have Julie here, I'm not a visual artist, but these beautiful decorative beams that had been painted, and they actually found them when they started removing the drop ceiling. So they brought in some painters to essentially copy. They weren't able to restore all of it, but to capture it. But some of the kind of Middle Eastern architecture that's part of there was all hidden underneath this, bad 80s paint job.
Oh, I can't imagine how
so they really,
to discover that, to start taking down those, industrial I don't know what you want to call that. There's not a style to describe.
No. So that's what really was under there was this beautiful architecture, and they have, and part of why they call it Moroccan Courtyard is, unfortunately, because of cost, they couldn't completely replicate when the theater was actually an opera house. I mean, that's what it was built for. That's why it has the expanded, palladium for staging and acoustics. It was designed for live, not movie, even though it spent most of its life as a movie theater, but it had tiny little lights in the ceiling. So the idea was if you were in there, it's painted a midnight blue. It's not black. And the idea is if you were looking up, it's if you're under the stars at an outdoor theater.
Oh,
now, unfortunately, the cost of restoring it to that was not possible at the time. So we still have some of those inlaid lights, but there's no catwalk above them. So if you need to change them, you have to crawl across the beams.
Oh.
So we were joking about what are the things that you didn't know about it. And I said the very first thing when I found out that, I'm like, nope, there's a lot of things I'll do, but I'm not crawling across beams. So thankfully, Lockerbie Sheet Metal in town, who've done a lot of work for us, just kind of keeping it up and going as a nonprofit, they'll send one of their guys over and he'll crawl across the beam to change light bulbs for us.
I would imagine that's one of the surprising things, and you would want someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, so you can really walk in and imagine you're stepping into another place in time, which is really fun when you imagine the theaters in the Twin Cities and some of that old architecture that we love that's part of those theaters. I actually had the opportunity to go to a restored theater in Detroit and had the same kind of experience. And so this idea that the community rallied to, you know, bring it back, not just, hey, we're going to use the space, but to bring it back is really wonderful.
Yeah, and that's one, something that I love doing on Arts Annie Radio is building bridges and letting people know that, you know, from wherever you are, don't forget to look south or north or travel in a different direction, because there's art opportunities happening throughout all the communities, you know, and that your, you know, same worn highway might be, you might find something that surprised you. And the Paradise has so many events happening. I mean, a really incredible lineup. And so we should give the website, ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org, so people can look at some of those visual images.
Yeah.
And we should also, you were going to tell us about some of the upcoming events that are happening. Of course, the Deuces Wild is next weekend. That's exciting.
Yes, and I was actually joking with Rob from By All Means Graphics, who does a lot of work for us, and we really appreciate them, about this is the first weekend we haven't had a show since Easter, and it will be the last one we don't have a show until the Rice County Fair. So it just tells you a little bit of our lineup. So we have Deuces Wild. Oh, I apologize. We don't have a show. I misspoke the second weekend in June. That is graduation, and we realize people are so busy that we don't have a show that weekend. But we do that weekend have the Recycled Art Sale.
Yeah.
So there's something happening, even if there's not a show. So that's the next big event. So the Recycled Art Sale runs the 7th, 8th, and 9th during our regular office, our regular hours that we're open. Our box office and our galleries are open Tuesday through Saturday from noon to 5, and then we stay open till 8 on Thursday. So folks who maybe can't get there during weekday hours can have a chance to come on down.
Well, and that one caught my eye because I haven't seen anything like that. And this is an annual event?
Yes, it is an annual event. The Paradise does it. It's co-sponsored by the Mural Society in Faribault. So if you've been in Faribault and see there's giant murals on the sides of buildings, the Mural Society is actually who raises the funds to have those murals installed. So the most recent one, I believe, is Bishop Whipple that's going in, who has obviously a huge history in Faribault. So trying to capture that historic background in those murals and bring, you know, public art. So we do it in connection with them, and the idea is, you know, it's truly recycled art.
So tell us what kinds of things people can find. Are you still accepting donations?
Yes, actually we have a pretty narrow window for donations, just because just like at your house, we don't have a lot of storage room. So we accept donations May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd. So just if people are, that's when we take in donations. That's May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd. And then the sale is the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And we'll take pictures, prints, framed or unframed.
I was going to ask that.
And we
yeah.
take old frames, because sometimes people are looking for frames instead of the actual prints. They do take some sculpture. We don't have a lot of space, but sometimes our joke is, or you can donate art, buy something, and it's almost like a revolving door. Sometimes we'll see the same piece come back after a year. But for those of you who like to have something on your walls or in your home, or have something you're doing your spring cleaning and you're tired of that, it's a great way to donate it to support public art, and also a great opportunity for wonderful finds. I mean, there's a lot of folks will actually call. I know you've had David Allen, people know his work. Judy St. Will, some a lot of the artists, people will call to see if we have any of their work, because we have such great artists in this area. People really want to, you know, try and get their hands on their work.
And there is something about that, because I think once you hang art, and it's easy to get in that, like, well, there it is for the rest of its life. But there is something to be said about, you know, adding new pieces or switching things out or rotating things. And this is the perfect opportunity to be like, you know what, I need a new thing there.
Yeah, and so it's great for us. We get a small portion of that. Most of it goes to the Mural Society, but the fact that it's creating funds to then create more public art is really wonderful.
I love that idea, and I'm really excited about it. And so we'll probably be talking a little bit more about that, because that is a Recycled Art Sale, and something that I haven't seen before. And I think it's a really great way to support the arts and help yourself, too.
Absolutely.
And there's another event coming up with the a play that is something near and dear to me. The 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is happening in June as well.
Yes, that is the Merlin Players. So they're Juliana Sklusach. I can never say Juliana. I'm sorry, Juliana.
I know.
I apologize.
I've done that to myself. So Juliana Sklusach.
There you go. So the Merlin Players is presenting. That's a musical. So they're doing it as a musical with a small, I think it's a 4 or 5 piece orchestra ensemble. And it's my understanding it's adults playing middle schoolers, which just sounds fun to me. You know, how many of us don't really ever want to go back to middle school, but it might be fun to relive a few of those moments. So, yes, so that's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Right.
And that opens
on June 15th.
On June 15th.
And runs for 2 weekends. So there's both matinees and evening performances for that. So
that's correct. And the Merlin Players just switched recently to our online ticketing system. So you can now get their tickets online as well. So those go on sale to the Merlin Players season ticket holders go on sale this coming Monday for those folks. And then the following Monday, they'll be open to the public.
That is exciting, and that's a great partnership that you have with the Merlin Players to produce some theater events. And you know, that, I think that's something that folks don't often think about with the Paradise is there are such a wide range of events. And you had mentioned that every weekend you've got something going on. There were some other things that you wanted to promote as well, some upcoming shows.
Yes, so for folks who were in town last year, maybe know Gary Rue. He's coming back with his Beatles show.
And oh, how exciting!
Yes, the Fab Six, and it just the musicality of that show was outstanding. They bring in some brass and strings to play along with them. It's Jerry Gray who kind of came up with the idea, and they had such a great time producing that show that they're doing an encore. So we're calling it the Beatles Encore. All You Need Is Love. And so that it, we're kind of starting the show on June 1st with Deuces Wild and ending on June 30th with that show. And again, that will sell out. And people were amazed by that show. Just they are all deeply committed Beatles fans. And so they are not trying to be a tribute group. They are really just trying to honor just the legacy of that music. And so if you like that music or just love music in general, that is a show to come out and see because there's so much musical talent on that stage.
Well, and that I know Gary too, and he's been on the show, and he is, I mean, just as you mentioned, one of the highest caliber musicians, and you know, he's a writer and just an amazing artist, and we have so much talent to tap into in this community and to draw people to come here because of the assets that we have in theaters and performance space. It is really something that people I don't think always know about this region, how incredible those opportunities are.
Yeah, and I see it as, you know, I live here in Northfield, so I don't see it as competing. I think the more I know our chambers, both the Northfield, Faribault, and Owatonna, have been working on the mini road trip and trying to really look at this area as like all the opportunities that you can take in. And so that's kind of my philosophy with what we're doing for shows. Sometimes I wish for our both Little Theater of Owatonna and Northfield and the Paradise, sometimes it feels like we end up with overlapping theater shows because my guess is there's only so many weekends when you're trying to shift around school schedules and everything else. But really, I think there's just an opportunity. No one can say there's not anything to do in this area. So for folks to find what they love and really, yeah, branch out and visit some of the other theaters and performing arts places. And there are so many places that do music.
Mm-hmm.
Communities.
And are there any other shows that you wanted
to talk
about?
Yeah, so just a couple more as we get into it is the July 6th is Tonic Sulfa.
Oh.
So a wonderful vocal band. Again, Minnesota Connections. That was really our focus this year. Not all of our musicians are directly from Minnesota, but really trying to highlight there's just fabulous talent,
mm-hmm.
either, you know, that comes out of Minnesota or is here. And so really trying to lift up those artists. And then, so that's July 6th. And then we have two shows just going into mid-July. Another great group of musicians, Mick Sterling. So he does lots of different shows and they're doing a Grand Ole Opry. So the Memphis in the Meantimes, and it's a stellar group of Minnesota musicians putting on that show. And that's the 13th. But then the 15th is another one I just wanted people to get on their calendar. It's a free concert from a group called Songs of Hope.
Mm.
So this is a summer camp. It's an international summer camp. Kids come from around the world. I believe they're like 10 and up to do kind of essentially do music camp. And they do this 2-week overnight music camp, and then they go on tour for 3 weeks.
Wow, what a great summer
for
the kids.
Yeah, and so it's just a really fun opportunity to celebrate music, particularly in, you know, this day and age, just come together and celebrate these young people who've come from all over the world to come together and sing. It's, I think, the idea, I know Northfield has some of community sings, that mm-hmm. really music brings people together. And so that's one of those events, and that's Sunday evening, July 15th, and I think for folks looking for something to do for their families, it's a free concert. It's just free will donations, and we really want folks to come out and support these young people who've traveled so far, you know, to do music and use music as a uniting factor.
And that is a great thing to get on your calendar, because the summer gets busy.
It does. I could go on. We were joking. Like, I could tell you. The only other one I want to just save the date is August 11th. And we have shows. Well, and then for theater folks, PCT, the last week in July and first week in August is doing Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, a fun show.
So, yeah, for those theater folks out there, and I know NAG has a great summer lineup, too, but that's another fun show. But our 10th annual Blue Collar Barbecue Music and Arts Festival. And that's always the second Saturday in August. And we're going to have a great lineup of music. We are adding kind of a family stage. So we're still actually soliciting artists. If there's dance groups, sorry, we can't pay anything. But we'll give you a free booth if you want one at the festival. But just for folks to be on that family stage and just kind of showcase some local work. And along with our big music lineup.
And that date again. So
it's Saturday, August 11th.
And that is a big festival. And that is, I mean, it's a really happening thing.
Yeah, we have over 6,000 people come throughout the day. Won the Scenes, you know, best music festival last year. And we have a great lineup. Ray Coudray is actually helping me with the musicians. So Fred the Bear will be on our lineup. But along with, we've got G.B. Layton.
Whoa, what a lineup.
Yeah, and then we've got Hitchville for country fans. So G.B. Layton and Hitchville are closing out the show, and some great music throughout the day. And the one I'm really curious about is they're called the most interesting band in the world. And it's in these slightly divided days, it's some kind of a bipartisan group of musicians that know each other. So I'm thinking it'll be, it's a group of folks from, I guess, the Senate. Some of them are tied to our legislature or know each other. So they get together and do some music or have some connections. And so we thought, well, that might be a fun, it's kind of just a special showing up for, they're doing like a 45-minute set just to, you know.
Art heels.
Art heels. There you go. But
well,
yeah,
that's an extraordinary for folks that are tuning in. This is Art Zany Radio for the Imagination. I'm Paula Granquist. Kristen Twitchell is telling us about so much that's happening at the Paradise Center for the Arts. I do want you to visit their website, paradisecenterforthearts.org, so that you can, you have great visuals on
that
website.
Yeah, I was just saying that. Well, I was thinking just those are the performing arts, and then we have a whole lineup of visual arts, too. So for folks looking for classes, we actually got a Southeastern Minnesota grant, CMAC grant from the Southeastern Minnesota Arts Council to do kind of add a theater program. So this summer we have a Lion King Junior day camp.
Oh, what fun. Will there be a performance then?
Yes, and then there'll be a performance that kind of wraps up that day camp. So that's a 3-week day camp, and anything for kids 7 on up. So there's information about that. Great visual arts classes. And I know obviously you have those here too in Northfield, but sometimes schedules don't align.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes there's a class that works someplace else. And we were talking before about the Loft. I'm like, yeah, I used to drive 45 minutes to take a class at the Loft. So Faribault really isn't that far.
No, 15 minutes?
15 to 20 minutes.
Depending how many stoplights you you hit.
And ironically, I think a lot of the artists kind of cross over. I know Dale Brown is here in Northfield. Judy Say Wills, a lot of both our artists that show at our galleries, but also some of our teaching artists. There's a lot. That's what I love. There's a lot of collaboration.
That's exactly right, and that's what we want people to be aware of, and to, you know, explore Faribault, explore the Paradise Center for the Arts. And I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about, you've been in the position for a couple of years, and it takes a little while to kind of get your feet on the ground and, you know, kind of learn the cycle.
Yeah.
of what, you know, how to produce things, how to make the context, who's, you know, who's involved. What are you dreaming about for the Paradise? Now that you've gotten to know it a little bit, what are some of your hopes for the Paradise Center for the Arts?
Well, part of it is just really becoming more of a regional presence, because as we talked about the facility, just bringing more people through our doors, because I think there's just a lot happening there and wanting folks to experience it, even if you just come once a year for a show, just to be in that space. So that's certainly one of my dreams. I know certainly we are understaffed. I know everybody knows what that feels like. So, you know, a lot of times when you expand your programming, you don't necessarily have a financial ability to expand the capacity with it. So that's one of the areas we're hoping is to be able to do a little bit more around staffing and supporting. But we have every show that we produce has at least 10 volunteers. So the people that greet you, the bartenders, all of those folks are volunteers. So for us, it's a huge, you know, shout out and thanks, because we wouldn't be able to do what we do without volunteers. So actually we're adding some additional volunteer training, and I would love to see us really, we're looking at ways we can be more of a community anchor.
Mm.
And what does it mean? Because certainly Faribault, one of the things that I think is really unique about that community is its diversity. And that's an area we've struggled. In fact, lots of the different organizations in the community have talked about, how do we bring in our Latinx population? How do we connect our Somali population? And I know arts can heal, but there's also sometimes a barrier for folks if they're not used to a space or comfortable. And so we're looking at what are things we can do as an organization to bring people through our doors in different ways. So we're starting to do some more rentals. You know, if you just want to have a creative place to have a meeting or do a conference that gets people through our doors that maybe haven't been, we're looking at some other opportunities that our space can be. We're very busy, but when we have those downtimes, what can we do to get people into our space and experience it?
I think that sounds like a great dream to have, and I think you're going to make it happen.
And one of the things, a lot of folks, and I realize, I don't even know that we've ever written an article, because it happens during the day, but we have a program called Theater 4 that the Ball Family Foundation sponsors, and actually all of the elementary schools in town come through. We bring in Virginia Repertoire Traveling Theater, and they come in the daytime and get a live free theater performance.
So that then the children can experience that beautiful,
yes,
magic, and then maybe carry that through their family and life.
And that's one of our things, is can we add on a show, like an evening show that would bring families back? Because we're getting the kids because they're coming with their schools, but we're not necessarily making that connection to the families like we would like to. So that's one of the areas I would like to see us grow and expand.
Yeah, it's an exciting, I don't know how you do it all. I'm just imagining what you've been telling me, which is not everything.
Right.
that you know, you are, you know, just a great, great advocate for the Paradise Center for the Arts and doing some amazing things. And so listeners need to know.
Yeah, I mean, of course, near and dear to my heart would be to add a literary arts program, but that's kind of what I originally had planned when we first jumped in. But we're adding a tiny slice of that this fall. Actually, we got an arts tour grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board to add a new program starting in the fall called Acoustic Gallery.
Mm.
So we are actually going to be doing live music coupled with like a short reading. So maybe a poetry reading, fiction reading, narrative. We'd have in more of a almost, I'd say, you know, imminent kind of a brewery. So not in our big auditorium. We're going to get, you know, some bar tables, really more of a
salon, maybe?
Yeah, that's something that's more informal, because we know some folks don't have the time to commit to come and stay for a full concert, or you know, you're in a reserved seat, you kind of feel you're there, as opposed to this is really more of a come and go, but also an opportunity for artists to mingle too and really be engaged with those who are producing the art and those who are, you know, experiencing the arts. So that's in our gallery, in our lobby space, which what's, you know, you talked about my dreams. One of the first things I did when I walked in was just feel like, how can we, this is such a beautiful space and people essentially walk through it.
Mm.
And so how do we capitalize on this space? And so on a whim, really, I wrote the Arts Tour grant and they funded it. So, okay, now I have to make this idea come to fruition. But I'm very excited. We have some great Minnesota talent that we're going to be featuring with that program that will kick off later this fall. And so we're looking most likely on Thursday evenings, kind of a, you know, like I say, almost like a crack. And my hope is maybe we'll get local craft breweries, which just come each night. You know, we'll have it once a month.
So it sounds like if folks are excited about that idea and they want to volunteer, that you will be able to bring them on board and help them create something.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're excited to bring a mix of musicians and different artists and do it in our gallery. And that's one of the new opportunities that I'm excited that we're getting to launch and very thankful. I don't know, I'm sure your listeners know, but Minnesota is, I think we're the second state, in the highest kind of support fiscally. I think we're second in the nation.
Are we at first?
Well, we might be first, but we're at the top. That's all I know. If we're not first, we're second, but somewhere in there for the amount of funding that the state supports with the arts, but just in giving in general from folks. And we really appreciate that Minnesotans get how important the arts are.
Mm-hmm. And that is something that I can echo and support, and am excited to share these stories with our listeners, and perhaps we'll have some more conversations or bring in some other artists from mm-hmm. the Paradise Center for the Arts as the concert season and the visual arts and all the things that you do down there. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
It's really a pleasure to meet you, and it's just really exciting about all those things happening and how you're imagining what might be possible.
Well, we appreciate it, and we know that we get great support from KYMET, so we really appreciate that and getting the word out of all the wonderful arts opportunities here in our region.
And I want to thank Kristen Twitchell for joining me today here on Arts Annie Radio. She's the executive director of the Paradise Center for the Arts. You can visit paradisecenterforthearts.org for more details and more stories. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Folks, this is Art Zany Radio for the Imagination, and I've got just a couple things that I want to be sure and mention to you. Last night I had the opportunity to visit with some of the artists from the new 2018 CMAC sculpture entitled Waist Deep. This is the 2018 Young Sculptors Project from the Northfield High School, and they celebrated the completion of the project. So if you're downtown Northfield, you may see that. This is a public sculpture with CMAC-funded artists Justin Peters and Karen Peters and Quinn Batten, I believe it is, who served as some of the mentors for this project. And that piece is called Waist Deep, W-A-I-S-T, I should let you know. It's Karna Hauk is the art teacher who is working with those students, and you'll see a figure made out of layered sheet metal pieces coming out of the base. And the theme is centered on the awareness of mental health issues for youth, the need for help, and the opportunity to help. So all of those past young sculptor projects, you might not know this, then we'll go back to the high school and live in a sculpture garden on the grounds of the high school. So that's another little fun hidden gem in our community for you to explore. And I want to mention too, on June 2nd, so at the first of the month, the Northfield Center for the Arts has something I really love doing, and that's open art. It's a drop-in art studio for the whole family, so there's no registration required. It's free. They just ask that anyone under 14 bring their parents to join them. It's sort of a fun artist-led craft project where you can let your creativity and imagination run wild. So again, it's no registration and free June 2nd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Something fun for the family downtown Northfield. And also want to alert you to something that's brand new in Northfield. That is the Downtown Development Corporation is going to start First Friday Art Nights. That's a popular celebration in many communities, but it's coming to Northfield beginning June 1st. And that is throughout, I believe it's every first Friday. And downtownnorthfield.org has all the details. The one that caught my eye was something called the Art Truck. It's like a food truck, but it's an art truck. Do you know about this, Kristen?
I do, actually. I follow him on Facebook. Matt Swenson, is that right? Yeah. He gets those really interesting posts. So we're looking at what that would be like maybe to bring him for the Blue Collar Barbecue. But, yeah, really awesome.
I love that idea that there's, you're hungry for food, but you can also get hungry for art. And his idea, I think, is just to, instead of having people go to a gallery to look at art, why don't I bring the art to the people? And so that is something I'm excited about. And I've never seen it. I don't know what it's like. I'm kind of curious. He says there's a better way to get art from the gallery, and his goal is to feed the art-hungry masses, and I think he's going to do it. He's got a truck called Bisbee, I believe. He said it's a 2-ton 1950 grain truck. So I'm not even sure how this works, but what exciting things. So remember that First Friday Art Nights. And I want to just wish everybody happy graduation and hope that means more time for art for you. You've been listening to Art Zany Radio for the Imagination. I hope you don't forget to add some Art Zany to your life. And in the meantime, until next time, enjoy your imagination.
You've been listening to Art Zany Radio for the Imagination with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault.
Connect and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org or call 507-645-8874.